Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. As mysteriously as it came, it went. And so with that, you know, it brought great destruction. There were so many people dying in the world. I don't know, it was maybe 40 million or so, but 100-something thousand just died in November alone of that month during that plague. And people were so toxic that the mailmen wore masks over their faces. Nobody wanted to breathe. Everybody stayed away from everybody, but there wasn't even enough caskets left, you know, for the people, but you had to remove the bodies from the house because they were toxic, and everybody would get sick. So they started laying the bodies in the streets. This is in America. This is in the early 1900s when this was taking place. And they said, as mysteriously as it came, you know, as mysteriously as it came, it went. And that there very well could be, you know, a Passover, you know, the coming across the land. And I want to encourage you. This is what God did, though. He said, listen, you know, and he told Moses, he says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go take the youngest lamb that is spotless, that has no damage to it. You know, it's not deformed or anything. It's the perfect, the best of your litter. And I want you to take it, and I want you to kill it and take the blood. And I want you to take that blood, and I want you to go out in front of your house, and I want you to put the blood of that lamb over the threshold and on the threshold of the door, which is like the door jamb that's around your house today. Imagine that, you know, and God's saying, here, I want you to put the blood over outside like that, so you could see everybody's doorway, you know, would have that blood of the lamb, like God said, put there. And so then this huge plague, if you would, that is going to kill the firstborn of every child there, including Pharaoh's and including God's people if they didn't obey. And it came over the land, and all of a sudden, just like God said, this specific plague that just attacked the firstborn, it killed all these babies. But when the angel of death came and saw the blood that was on the doorposts of the houses that listened to God, that were God's people, it passed over. That's why they call it passed over. It passed over those houses. And so they were spared because they obeyed God and they applied the blood to the doorpost of their house. But listen, this is the new covenant. Jesus is the Lamb of God. There is hope, but you're going to have to listen. God's people had to listen. You know what I'm saying? They had to say, listen, we have to understand that there's a sacrifice that's taking place. It's the sacrifice of the Holy Lamb of God. And it's not the doorpost of your natural house, that we are the houses of God. And that if you'll take the blood of Jesus, if you'll repent for your sins and not just throw blood on sin, but say, God, I've sinned, I've fallen short of the glory of God, and I want you to be the Lord of my life, Jesus. And then take that blood will be applied over the doorpost of your heart. And then whatever happens, whatever passes over this land, when God shows himself mighty, understand that it will pass over you.
That's right.
It'll pass over you.
That's right.
Your safety is under the wings of the Lord God Almighty. Your safety is in the arms of God. Your safety is under the blood of Jesus Christ, not the twisted gospel that's being preached today that you can just throw the blood on something and it's automatically right. It's a decision in your heart to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and you follow him. And with that, you say, Lord, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me. And all of a sudden, that blood is on your heart, and you can walk boldly with the shield of faith, which quenches and annihilates all the fiery darts of the evil one, and you can stand strong. But let me tell you something, and it'll pass over you just the way it passed over Israel. It will pass over you. You can hold strong to that if you do what God says, and you have to hear that God speaks and prepare yourself. Yeah, but with that, understand this, that there's stuff that is about to happen on the face of the earth that David Wilkerson, who's gone to be with the Lord right now, describes it as David at Ziklag. And that's when there was so much loss in David's life. There was so much devastation in David's life. David was just obeying God, and everybody just came against David. David was one who honored God's anointed and did what was right, but everything came against David, and he was just surviving, you know, and doing what he had to do to be able to survive, to do what God's called him to do, as we talked about before on the program. But on that, they were in the place called Ziklag, and in Ziklag, they left all their belongings, you know, in one place. They left their women and children in that place and left a few men there, and then kind of went to go do battle that they had to do, didn't want to do, but had to do. And then when they came back, they found out that they lost all their stuff and their things and their wives and their children. And then not only that, you know, David, who's just trying to survive and do what, you know, God's right. told him to do, the very ones that he, the left-handed, broke, busted, disgusted, mm-hmm. the people that were not even, you know, valuable at the moment at the time, but they were valuable to God, that he raised them up to get to the place they needed to be, they turned on him.
Right.
And they started saying, it's your fault. You led us out here. You know, it wouldn't be like that. We'd be like everybody else. And then just started turning on him. And so he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Mm. He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And he did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He remembered the wonders of the Lord. And I encourage you, if you have not yet, take the time to begin to write down the things that God has done in your life. You know, wake up every day with a heart of gratitude and acknowledging God. You know, this is a moment that you're going to need to recall. And what's about to happen, it's going to be like somebody punching you in the gut, you know, your spiritual gut. Like, that's what happened to David. And he was just devastated. He cried too. He couldn't cry no more. He was just, you know, totally let out, if you would. And then he realized, I have to remember the wonders of the Lord. I have to remember mm-hmm. what God has done. You know, and what I have is a shelf of remembrance, you know, where I get things and stuff to kind of glance at to remember it. You know, I got encouraging, I got journals, you know, where I'm keeping, you know, the things. Mm-hmm. And I not only write in my journals, but I tape things, like something happens, you know, whatever it is, and that I can, you know, kind of thumb through those and just remember, you know. And you need to get your encouraging yourself in the Lord package together now. I don't know mm-hmm. if you have an hour. I don't know if you have a day or a week. But understand this, if you will do this, when you regain your composure, when you regain your strength, when you get your strength back, you know, God's going to lead you, and he's going to restore to you everything that was taken from you, because David was able to go back and to restore, gather everything that was stolen from them, his wives, his children, his family. I mean, how many people today, you know, you're losing your family, you're losing your marriage, you're losing your business, you're losing everything, and you're like, your spirit is just weeping and weeping and weeping. And it's like, you got to begin to encourage yourself in the Lord, because you're going to have to do something. There's something you're going to have to do to be able to participate in getting that back. You know, I know I'm just talking to you this morning. I just want to encourage you. I want to prepare you. I don't want you to be shocked. You know, understand that God is speaking. You need to go to VFNTV. You need to watch God does speak. You need to watch God Does Speak. It's 90 minutes recorded, a conference call of ministers around the nation talking about what God is saying that has happened, is happening, and will happen in this nation. And if the church does not turn back to him, this is what's going to happen. You know, and one part of that is a strategy against our very own president, and we have to pray protection over him that this does not take place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not the will of God for that. He takes pleasure in the death of no one. And that's the enemy doing that. And the enemy's wanting to turn this nation in on itself. It's wanting to take our United States Constitution, which acknowledges all of our rights come from God, that Jesus right. is the Lord of America, and just wad it up and throw it away. And let me tell you, you haven't read your Constitution lately, but if you understand that, if you understand your Constitution, your First Amendment right says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
The second that thing is gone, if it's gone, it's going to be a church state again. It's going to be the way it was when we came from England. You know, when you think about Russia right now, it also says in the First Amendment that we have the right to peacefully assemble no matter where it is and petition the government. We have a right to tell the government, hey, what you're doing is not right. Well, guess what happens? You can no longer gather anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, just like it's happening in Russia where Putin's made a law. And you cannot say, hey, this is not right anymore. Do you really want to do away with this Constitution or the Second Amendment? I'm sitting here right now with a coin from the National Rifle Association. And that was just a flicker in our power. We're back up again. And that from the National Rifle Association, because they are the strongest First Amendment, one focused organization probably in the history of America, where they focus on the Second Amendment. And it says in the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed upon. And so you think about it, that we have the right to have guns and use those guns to protect ourselves and to protect our nation. That is a right that you have to be able to do that. And so that if that's done away with, what does that mean? They can come and take your guns, which means without being armed, there is no freedom.
That's right. Right.
There is ask the criminals, because they break into homes now, you know, but they know you have no weapons. They're the only ones with weapons, and they'll come in.
Absolutely.
Or you think about this, the Fourth Amendment. How about this one? Do you want to, no, Third Amendment. Do you want to do it with the Third Amendment, which says no soldier shall in the time of peace be quartered in any houses without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. In other words, how it was in the beginning, they could kick your door of your house in and they could take over your home and all your food and your stuff. And that's a recent law. I mean, America's a new country. And do you want to do away with that, with all of a sudden, you know, two soldiers kicking your door and sit on your couch and, you know, and eat your food and tell you to go outside or fix me something? That's how it'll be. Mm-hmm. Well, how about this one? Do you want to do away with the Fourth Amendment? The Fourth Amendment is this: the right of the people to secure in their persons, houses, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon the probable cause supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place of the search and the person and things that are going to be seized. Realize that they can just take anything, stop you, search your wallet, search your computers, search your bank accounts, search your paperwork. I mean, do you really? How about that one? Do you want to do away with that one? How about that one? How about the Fifth Amendment? Do you want to do away with the Fifth Amendment? This is the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise crime unless or a presentment or an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases rising in the land or naval. Talking about naval type things are going on. Nor be deprived of their liberty or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. In other words, they just can't take your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you cannot be charged of a crime. And that was a summarization of that. And, you know, unless you actually have, you have to be specifically charged, and there has to be due process. Well, that means they can just start telling you're guilty and they can take you down. How about that? You want to do away with the Fifth Amendment? How about the Sixth Amendment? With Sixth Amendment is, you know, in all criminal prosecutions, an accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. What does that mean? You do away with the Sixth Amendment, they can trial you behind the corner somewhere in some staircase and have you hanging from a noose somewhere, right?
Or wait 3 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall have the right to a speedy and public trial, because that way everybody can watch how you're being treated. Mm-hmm. And by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime has actually been committed, so they can't ship you off to some place, you know, where people can't have, you know, empathy for what's going on.
It's like what they did in England. They were shipping those people back.
That's exactly right. You know, which of those six do you want to do away with? You know, do you really want to do away with those? It's just those six amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, and so understanding that we have to, but we're not going to be able to, if we don't fight for the church and fight for what's right and turning to God, it doesn't matter if we're fighting for God. It's not going to work.
That's right.
But if we will repent and turn our hearts to God, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. And just maybe God will give us America back. Maybe God will cause our eyes to look again upon the documents that he's gave our founding fathers. It's just amazed the world, because they can't take over the world, because this thing called the U.S. Constitution is just affecting everybody, because it's been one of the most blessed, powerful economies in the world, because we've acknowledged God in our original founding documents, and the enemy's trying to take down God so they can take down our take down the acknowledgement of God, mm-hmm. so they can take down our Constitution. But if we, the church, allow them to take down God, realize that don't think you're going to have your Constitution. If we deny the sovereignty of God, don't think that America's not going to have to give up their sovereignty. Do you think really God's going to let us keep our sovereignty as a country, as a nation, if we say God's not sovereign?
Mm-hmm.
We, as the church, have to stand up and teach this. The people, you know, have been taught other things from the school systems, have been taught other things from the pulpits, that God's not sovereign, that God doesn't speak, and that he's not speaking today. But God does speak. He'll speak to a man clearly, and he'll warn us and turn us away from where the consequences of our behavior are going. You know, what do you want to give up? Do you want to give up the Word of God? Do you want to give up the Bible? Do you want to give up your body and relationship with him? Do you want to give up your Constitution? Do you just want to give up the knowledge of the sovereignty of God? You're going to give up the sovereignty of your nation? I encourage you, listen, God is warning us, but there's hope. A warning means a shot being fired over the bow of a ship means it didn't hit the ship. It's just saying, hey, listen up, turn. And that's what's being said right now. You got to see God does speak. God does speak in VFN TV. You can get there at VFNTV.com. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.